This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be sharing from her series entitled Holiness and teach you about the power of living a holy life. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us, number one, from the curse of the law. What are we redeemed with? Not with silver and gold, but precious blood of the Lamb, as of a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law with his precious blood. The precious blood of Jesus stands between us and the power of the devil to put the curse upon us. But we studied also in redemption. We're just reviewing now what we studied. We've studied in redemption that you are not only redeemed from, but you are redeemed to. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Aren't you glad to be free from poverty, sickness, and death? Woo! Glory. Since I've seen this verse about redemption, when I was studying about the blood, God showed me this verse so plainly, and I have got so much more faith. When the devil comes to put something on me that's the curse of the law, I see it like a crimson tide standing between me and the devil's power to put the curse on me. But we are not only redeemed from the curse, we are redeemed to the second part of our redemption, verse 14, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We're redeemed from the cursings and we're redeemed to the blessings. Oh, how I do like the blessings, don't you? Blessed going out, blessed coming in, blessed in the basket, blessed in the store. Blessed be the fruit of your body. Woo, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're redeemed to the blessing. Now, Satan will always be trying to, all your lifetime on the earth, he'll be trying to bring the curse upon you, or he'll be trying to keep you out of the blessing. But the answer is, I am redeemed. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so you say to him, I am redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus stands between me and your power to put that curse on me, or your power to stop that blessing to come to me. Hallelujah. I plead the blood. Glory. It's my legal case against you. Hallelujah. But I told you that the Lord told me when I was studying these things and he was revealing it to me, he said, Billy, he said, the first two are wonderful, but really they are promised in Deuteronomy. They are given in Deuteronomy. Some men, a few, walked in them, even under the old covenant. But he said, the biggie is number three. No one in the old covenant walked in that. It was only the promise of the Spirit in the old covenant. The biggie is, verse 13, Christ hath redeemed us with his own precious blood, into verse 14, that you might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The main thing, the most important part of it, the bigness that it was moving toward, the first two parts, was that you might be cleansed and filled with the third person of the Godhead. Hallelujah. And that is the new covenant man, and that is the new covenant ministry, the ministration of the indwelling Spirit in power to people. And the demonstration of the indwelling Spirit to the world. The world deserves to see a confirmed gospel. We really shouldn't expect them to believe an unconfirmed gospel. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Now, I'm going to take you to John Lake, and I'm going to read you what he said about this. We sang about the cleansing blood tonight. It cleanses. The purpose of cleansing. Now, this marvelous cleansing by the Spirit and power of Jesus Christ is for a definite purpose, shedding of his blood. It is a definite preparation. When we make an elaborate preparation of any kind, it is that something may follow. So this preparation in holiness and righteousness and truth in the nature of man by Jesus Christ, the Word declares, is that there may be a fitting climax. The climax is, here he's saying, in other words, what we read last night, the purpose of the blood being shed, the purpose of the risen Savior going to the Father, the purpose is that man may become the dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. The purpose of God is not only to cleanse a man, but being cleansed to empower him, infill him, indwell him by his own blessed Almighty Spirit. The Spirit of Christ present in a holy temple has appeared to reveal himself through that person, just as he did through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God's will in you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God demands a holy temple in which his holiness and through which his holiness may be revealed. It demands a holy temple to reveal the power of God. Now, when I was studying about the blood of Jesus, the Lord led me, because I know that there are three outpourings. There's the former rain outpouring that came in the book of Acts, the latter rain outpouring that came at the beginning of this century, and the former and latter rain together outpouring that's coming upon us now. And we have to be prepared, lest we die in the midst of the glory and the power. God's been teaching me about glory, and I see it in here right now. I see it right now over this whole area. Oh, hallelujah. God's been teaching me about the glory for about 22 years. And he taught me the power of the glory of God. And what happened with Adam fell, when Adam fell, and how Adam could not then abide the presence of God. And that we were going to come back into the fullness of the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, when I was studying about the blood, he showed me that blood's place with the power and the glory. And I went back to the outpouring at the beginning of this century to see what happened then in anticipation of what will happen to us in the former and latter rain outpouring. For we will have everything they had in the book of Acts plus everything they had at the beginning of this century plus. And so the Lord led me to see the place of the blood. There was no outpouring at Pentecost until there was an outpouring at Calvary. The blood had to be poured out so that the Spirit could be poured out. And then when I started studying the outpouring at the beginning of this century, I found there was great, great emphasis on the blood. And the Lord made me to know that we had to get that emphasis back, because it is the blood that's the cleansing agent. The Lord told me once, don't preach holiness without preaching the blood. It is the blood that cleanses us for the Spirit's presence in power. And so I went back and I studied a lot at the beginning of this century. I read something by Donald G, and he said that the man who chronicled the outpouring best was a man in England where Wigglesworth received his baptism. And I got all the monthly papers they put out, and they were, very thick ones. 32 pages at least, fine print, 8.5 by 11. And they took the reports of all the Spirit-filled people in the earth. And folks, they walked in power in the very first of the outpouring, the first generation walked in great power and miracles. Miracles were rather commonplace with them. They believed God for their health. They believed God for many things, and they had miracles. And there were some people, John G. Lake, Smith Wigglesworth, Sister Woodworth Etter. We have record of what they walked in, the power that they walked in. Wigglesworth, we know that he had from, I think it's somewhere between 14 to 18, documented cases of people raised from the dead. That's power. John G. Lake prayed for his secretary. She had a hysterectomy. She wanted a baby. And he just prayed with her and commanded her to have her organs, and they came back. Blessed be the Lamb of God. The Copelands have done a wonderful service to the end time move of God in printing this book. And if you read that chapter, Adventures in God, my goodness, you see that we've lived below some things. Translations. Once Lake was on his platform praying, and a man in the church, asylums in Europe were terrible then, mental asylums, and he'd received word that his cousin was in a mental asylum just strapped down. And John G. Lake took a prayer request to pray for her, and he said the spirit of prayer fell on them, and he looked out there in the congregation, and light beams were coming up out of several people. And he went out and traveled up those light beams and traveled over where he was from South Africa. He named the places he saw them as he traveled over them. And he came to the stop in front of an old building in Wales, I believe it was, that was built like an old castle. And there was this knocker on the door, and he went right through and went right into the room where the woman was. And she was chained down and mad. And he commanded her to go free and cast that devil out in the name of Jesus. And then he was instantly back. And they got a letter 3 weeks later, and the woman was set free.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The message today was from Sister Billy's classic series entitled Holiness. In this 14-tape series, Billy Brim teaches on the power of living a holy life. As you listen, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more unto God to become endued with power and become holy as He is holy. This set includes 14 tapes for only $60. You can order this set by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.